15. Amen. How many excited about the fast? How many excited about not eating food? Man, that ain't no fun. I'm not very excited about not eating food, but I'm excited about the fast. Amen. I'm excited for the benefits and the fruit that's going to come from the fast, spiritually and physically. Man, I put on a few pounds going through Christmas. Amen. So many people have given me different things and cakes and cookies and tamales. And I'm telling you what, I fattened up. So I'm looking forward to this fast. Amen. Physically and definitely spiritually, I believe God's really going to help us. And of all things to start out a sermon, some of you probably know that I'm going to be talking about food. Amen. That's just something I do. I like to talk about food. I like to eat food. I like to have conversation over food, and food brings everybody together. It's a common denominator tonight. So I want to illustrate tonight something that I think is important, and I want to talk about Chick-fil-A. Amen. Is that all right, Esther? Chick-fil-A. Esther works at Chick-fil-A. How many love Chick-fil-A? Now, let me just be honest. For the longest time, I would not eat Chick-fil-A. I didn't want to go to Chick-fil-A. I was the same way with Panera. Panera, to me, seemed healthy at the time. I didn't want a salad. I wanted a burger. I didn't want a chicken sandwich. I wanted a burger. I'm a burger guy. Burgers and fries, the combo, amen. Single combo with cheese, no onions from Wendy's, amen. That was, for the longest time, that was what I ate at Wendy's. So I'm a burger guy. I said, I'm not going to Chick-fil-A. Finally, I said, okay, fine, I'll go to Chick-fil-A. Went to Chick-fil-A, and I got the chicken sandwich, reluctantly got the chicken sandwich, and got this sauce called Chick-fil-A sauce. And I tried it without the Chick-fil-A sauce, and then I put some of the Chick-fil-A sauce on there. I said, man, I like this sandwich. It's all about the sauce. And ever since then, I've been hooked on Chick-fil-A because of the secret sauce. It's the Chick-fil-A sauce. I like the fries at Chick-fil-A because of the sauce. I dip my fries in the sauce. Amen. Anybody else like that? That sauce is good. And let me give you the secret sauce for 2018. Amen. This is the secret sauce. Amen. The secret sauce tonight is the Holy Ghost. Going into 2018, we can talk about reading and praying. Definitely, we need to read. We need to pray more. Amen. We need to get involved in ministry. There's so many different things that we can challenge ourselves to do to grow spiritually. But the one thing, the secret sauce, amen, here's what's going to get you hooked. This is what's going to bring you back for more. It's the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, the third part of the Trinity. Amen. Look what it says in John chapter 14, if you have it there in John chapter 14, reading in verse 15. In 17, Jesus says these words. He says, if you love me, keep my commandments. Okay, we're doing that. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you, listen to this, another helper, that he may abide with you forever. Verse 17, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him. Hallelujah. You know him, for he dwells with you and he will be in you. Verse 25 and 26, it says, these things I have spoken to you while I'm still with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. That word in the Greek, helper, means one who walks alongside you. So when he says, I will give you another helper, he says, I'm going to give you one that will walk alongside you and help you. He walks alongside you. He's there with you every moment of every day, in every circumstance. You and I, amen, it says here, you know him. He walks with you. We have the Holy Spirit, amen. He's an advocate. Amen. We can call on him for help. He's a teacher. He's a coach. He's a mentor. The Bible says that he's a comforter. I've got some friends that they're really more acquaintances, and we work out with them. We found out that they're Jehovah's Witness, and I began to look at some of the things because I know at some point the conversation is going to come up. They know I'm a Christian. I know they're Jehovah's Witness. Amen. So I began to look at some of the things, and one of the things that they don't believe in is that the Holy Spirit is a person. They believe that he's this force that's just out there that moves. I'm telling you tonight, there's a fundamental doctrine that we need to know and we need to grasp tonight, and that is this: he is a person. Not a thing, not some nebulous force that's out there, amen, like the Jedi, amen, may the force be with you. No, this is for every Christian, hallelujah. And he's a person, amen. Another fundamental doctrine you need to know is that he always glorifies Jesus and works within the framework of the cross. And we can get off onto the Holy Ghost and the gifts and all these things and begin to look into those things, begin to press into those things. But we cannot forget, and we won't forget as long as we're listening to the Holy Spirit, that he always brings us back to what Jesus did at the cross. That's where the conviction comes in. One of the characteristics of the Holy Spirit is that he convicts of sin. And you sense that, you hear that when you're about to do something that you know you shouldn't be doing. All of a sudden, man, it's like that still small voice that says, nah, you know that's wrong. Don't go there. Don't do that. Don't watch that. Don't talk to that person. Don't go back. Don't go back. And those things are pulling you. Your past begins to pull on you. Those things that used to dominate your life. And the Holy Spirit says, cuidado. Amen. In case you speak Spanish, amen. If you speak English, you'd be like, what's cuidado? I don't know what that means. Amen. But he'll convict of sin, amen. You know, he's not here for us to use. Listen to this. We're here for him to use us to bring glory to Jesus Christ. Number three, the third fundamental thing that you need to understand is that the operation of the Holy Spirit moves only when we yield to him. We could be so stubborn, amen. Pastor talked about pride this morning. Be so prideful. You can be so prideful in your good works that you can't even respond to the voice and the moving of the Holy Spirit. That's a terrible place to be, because I want the Holy Ghost to have access to my life and to be able to move in my life, amen. Number four, you listen to this. He wants to help us. That's one thing that we need to know, is that he wants to walk alongside us and he wants to help us. Now let's look over in John chapter 16. And I want you to see how this is going to help us going into 2018. John chapter 16, reading verse 5. I'm going to go through this real quick, 5 through 15. I did not say these things to you from the beginning because I was with you, but now I'm going to him who sent me. And none of you ask me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, listen to this in verse 7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict, there it is, the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father, and you will see me no longer. Verse 11, concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. 13, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. Therefore, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. I want to talk about this Holy Ghost advantage. Amen. You know, we're always looking for some type of advantage. An advantage puts a person in a favorable or a superior position. Amen. If you have the right education. Amen. If you'll put in the time, as they say, if you'll study and you'll put in the time and you'll give yourself to that education. Amen. At the end of that education comes a degree. And with that degree, you're going to have an advantage over certain people. I want my daughter, amen, to go into nursing. She's interested in doing nursing, Sarah, and she'll be graduating soon. She's beginning to think about her future. And one thing that Ashley Webb, amen, down in Cortez, who is also a nurse, she began to tell her, you know, you're going to love nursing. I told Sarah, listen, if you're going to do something where you're happy doing it. How many know if you're going to work, you ought to be happy doing it? That's, everybody says that's the key to being happy. Love what you're doing. Number two, do something that's helping somebody else. That's even if you're a plumber, you're doing something to help somebody else. It's an honorable thing to work with your hands, to be a plumber or a carpenter or a painter. Nothing wrong with that. I mean, you're doing something to help somebody. So I challenged her, find something. So she wanted to do nursing. And number three, you can take that anywhere in the world. And if God puts it on your heart to be a missionary at some point, at some time, you can take that. And so she's taken that. And Ashley said, listen, don't just settle for the minimum. Be willing, if you want, be willing to put in the extra time, the extra hour. I know I hate school. Amen. I was glad to get through 12 years, and I was done with it. Anybody else? Others, amen. God bless you. You went on and to pursue a career because you wanted to do something. Amen. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to mince words here. But if she pursues that, she'll be able to help. Amen. And she'll have an advantage. If you're in a foreign country and you can learn English as a second language, did you know that you can have an advantage in job opportunities? I know this to be true. In Latin America, if you speak English, it's very easy to get a job there in that Latin American country. Amen. So many different opportunities. Amen. If you're boxing, amen, and a person has a longer reach, it's said that they have a reach advantage. If I play basketball with Pastor Marshall, see, I could pick on him because he's not here. Amen. I have a certain advantage when I get on that basketball court. But if I arm wrestle with Pastor Marshall, he has an advantage that I don't have. Amen. An advantage. And Jesus tells us in this passage of Scripture, he says, it's to your advantage that he sends us the helper. Amen. Not because we're weak, not because we're powerless victims in this thing called Christianity, but because Jesus wants to empower us. That's the word. Empower us to live for him. Empower us. In Acts chapter 1, verse 4 and 5, Jesus tells them to wait in Jerusalem for the Holy Spirit. We're very familiar with this. And he says, on that day, the Holy Spirit's going to come and he's going to give you power and you'll be witnesses unto the ends of the earth. Now, let me ask you something. Talking about the Holy Spirit and preaching, Pastor mentioned it this morning. We have good doctrine here. And this is good doctrine. This is in the Bible. But what kind of preacher would I be if I didn't preach on the Holy Spirit? Lots of churches preach on the Holy Spirit. The Catholic Church preaches on the Holy Spirit. But a lot of churches omit the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. What kind of pastor, if Jesus would challenge his own disciples to wait in Jerusalem, amen, for the indwelling and the empowerment of the Holy Spirit and the evidence of speaking in tongues, if he would preach it, what kind of preacher would we be if we didn't preach it? Amen? Amen. Some pastors say we don't allow speaking in tongues because it confuses people and it scares the visitors and all of this jazz. Amen. But the Word of God says that the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues is a sign to the unbeliever. Think about this evening. Jesus' ministry was started how? When the Holy Spirit came down in the form of a dove, and all of a sudden that launched him into his ministry for 30 years. Think about this. For 30 years, we don't hear anything about Jesus besides when he was 12 years old and he goes into the temple. But all of a sudden he shows up on the scene and he has this encounter and the Holy Spirit rests on him. And immediately he goes into the desert, which is something he never could have done had he not had the power of the Holy Spirit. I don't know what you're going to face. I'd love to tell you tonight that in 2018, you're just going to have blessing after blessing and prosperity, and it's just God's going to open up the windows of heaven and pour out so much that you can't even contain it. But the truth of the matter is tonight, some of you are going to go through a wilderness in 2018. Amen. I don't want to say that. It's not very comforting. It's not very encouraging. But we all know it's true. We don't know what's going to happen coming up. We don't, as Pastor said, we don't know. We could lose somebody. So we could lose a job. So many things could happen. I'm here to tell you the Holy Spirit is your helper. In 2018, that's the cutting edge that you need. That's the secret sauce. Hallelujah. Man, I love that sauce, that Chick-fil-A sauce. I'm telling you what, I feel like just taking a whole bunch of it and spooning it down, trying to make a soup out of it and see what that tastes like. We need the cutting edge. Can you say amen? We need that. We need the advantage of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I don't want to, so many churches substitute the moving and the presence of God and the presence of the Holy Spirit in their services with gimmicks and entertainment and trying to move people in their emotions. Come on. They eliminate the Holy Spirit and they have the smoke and the lights and all these things. And I'm not saying every church has done that, but there are, I know what's going on. Amen. They're trying to substitute the Holy Spirit with entertainment and it's never going to work. They're going to come in empty and they're going to leave empty. I want to look at this tonight, how the Holy Spirit works to our advantage. Number one, if you're taking notes, he gives power for purpose. He gives power for purpose. Jesus, when he received the Holy Spirit, he had a purpose. That purpose was go to the cross for you and for me. Without the Holy Spirit, he could not have accomplished that. They worked in tandem, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, all three in one, working together to accomplish salvation at the cross. Look at Peter. Peter was a failure. Peter was a betrayer. Peter denied Jesus. He lied about Jesus. And Pastor Jones mentioned this morning, temper. You know, when people begin to push your buttons enough, you know, there is a limit. Amen. Now, I believe that you can have a holy temper. Jesus had a holy temper. They pushed his buttons, man, when they were in the marketplace, or they were in the temple, and they turned it into a marketplace and turned it into, as Jesus said, into a den of thieves. And I like what he did. Amen. The meek Christian that, or the meek Jesus that everybody thinks that he is, pulled out a whip. And he went to town turning over tables. And I mean, I could just imagine chickens squawking and people screaming. And here's Jesus. He's got their attention. He had a temper. They pushed his buttons. Amen. But sometimes you might not have such a holy temper. Amen. And you end up saying some things that you ought not to say that aren't very Christian-like. And I know I'm talking to all these saints in this place tonight. I'm at Victory World Outreach. It's the holiest bunch in town. And forgive me tonight, amen. If I happen to be human sometimes and somebody pushes my buttons, I'm not saying it's right, amen. That's what this altar's. This altar's for me just as much as it is for you. And Peter, before you look at me like that, can we just talk about Peter for a minute? Because Peter was, he thought he was Jesus' right-hand man. He went to church. He heard the teachings. He saw the miracles. He was there. I mean, if there was anybody that was holy, it'd have to be Peter, right? And all of a sudden we see Peter. He's a failure. He's betrayed Jesus. He's lied about him. And here he is. They're pushing his buttons. And all of a sudden he finds himself cursing. My goodness, if there's hope for Peter, there's hope for us tonight. And we find Peter in Acts chapter 2, and he's filled with the Holy Ghost. And all of a sudden, he can't explain it. He doesn't have words for it, because there's just no words for it. You can't explain, you can't teach somebody how to speak in tongues and be filled with the Holy. It just happens. It's an encounter. It's an experience. It's a wonderful experience. Amen. I've been drunk. I've been high. I've done all those things that the world has to offer. Amen. Those people walked out at 9 o'clock in the morning, it said, and they were acting like crazy as all get out, but it was the Holy Ghost. Ain't nothing like it. Like somebody said, ain't no high like the Most High. Amen. And Peter got filled with the Holy Ghost, and it says he went from there. All of a sudden, he had a power for purpose. He had a purpose. He stood up and began to preach to the masses, and 3,000 people got saved. How many people got saved the first time you stood up and preached? Amen. Something was going on in his life. He had purpose. Peter and John were two fishermen. They knew how to fish. This was their occupation. They were good at it. But all of a sudden, after Pentecost, we see them in Acts chapter 3, I believe it is, and they're going to the temple to pray, and there's a beggar that's begging, and they say, "Silver and gold have I none, but what I have I give to you." And by them,
power of the Holy Ghost, they lay hands on that man, and instantly he's healed because of this power for purpose. And the Bible says it was a notable miracle. So they go from catching fish to preaching the gospel. God can take you from whatever your occupation is, whatever your hobby is, whatever your desires are, and all of a sudden the Holy Ghost is put down on the inside of your life, and what do you want to do? You want to glorify God. Glorify Jesus. That word power means to enable. The definition of enable is to give somebody or something the authority or the means to do something. That's fantastic. Let me say that again. To give somebody or something the authority or the means to do something. In other words, Jesus is saying, by the power of the Holy Ghost, remember what he said? These things you'll do and some. He raised the dead. He laid hands on the sick. Amen. He made a lot of people mad. Amen. We'll make a lot of people mad. He says, these things that I've done, you can do also. Why? Because he gives us the authority. Can I tell you something tonight? That when that devil comes against you, amen, I had somebody that was sharing with me last night that they see this demon that's in the corner. And they began to study spiritual warfare, and they found out how to deal with it. I'm going to tell you how you deal with it. You have authority in the name of Jesus. How do you have authority? I'm not because you went to seminary, not because somebody laid hands on you. You have it because Jesus gave it to you. And in the name of Jesus, you can speak to that thing, and you can rebuke it, and you can plead the blood of Jesus, and that thing has to obey. Amen. It has to obey. And they did that very thing, and it left them. Hallelujah. And there's a peace over that home. He'll give you power to be a good dad. You say, I never had a dad. I don't know what it's like to be a good dad. My dad was never there for me. The Holy Spirit will teach you. He'll help you to know how to be a good dad, to be a good mom. Amen. Can I tell you, there's no better ministry than your family. Amen. Lead your family. He'll give you and I power on your job. How many need an advantage on your job? Yes, hallelujah. He'll give you power to accomplish a great work, amen, to be used by God. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is our advantage in 2018. Secondly, tonight, he'll give you power to love like Jesus. You know, when a baby is born, immediately the doctors begin to look for signs, vital signs, amen, to see if that baby is healthy. Is the baby breathing? Is it crying? Is the cry healthy or is it weak sounding? How much does the baby weigh? All these are indicators, amen, of a newborn's physical health. Can I tell you there are spiritual vital signs? Spiritual vital signs. You can know people by their fruit. You know if they got saved. Amen. You can tell me you got saved all day long, but if you're not changing some of those things, evidently something's not working. Amen. Salvation works. Maybe you're trying the works thing. The works don't work. Amen. That just brings failure. Grace works. And one of the evidences that you're alive spiritually is that you love. Because Jesus loved. Amen. The most vital sign is love. Listen to what it says in Romans 8:9. If anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, they do not belong to Christ. John 13:35, Jesus said, by this everyone will know you are my disciples if you love one another. And so, in this text, when the disciples hear Jesus say, it's to your advantage that I go, they couldn't comprehend this. They didn't understand. They didn't want him to go. In their own human intellect, in their own human emotions, they did not want Jesus to go. But Jesus knew that in the physical, he could only be with them by so much, but by sending the Holy Spirit, listen to this, he would dwell in them. Does your heart beat with the heartbeat of Jesus? I've got a sermon that I preached years ago called The Heartbeat of Jesus. You know what the heartbeat of Jesus is? It's simple. It's not religion. It's not church. It's the one, the individual. His heart beats for souls. He died. If there was only one person on this earth, God still would have sent his only son to die for that one person. And he died for you tonight. He loves you. That's the heartbeat of Jesus. That's why we preach. That's why we do what we do. in spite of all the backbiters and all the gossipers and all those that would try and harm us. And as difficult as it is, as Pastor mentioned this morning, as difficult as it is, it's a joy to do it because the heartbeat of Jesus is to win souls. And that's why we'll keep on going on and preaching the gospel and doing what we know to do, because there's people that need to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Compassion and a love for souls. Power to love like Jesus. Sometimes as Christians, we're so, man, hey, I'll be the first to raise my hand. We get so selfish, so self-centered. What's in it for me? What can I get? Sometimes we can get calloused in our hearts. Sometimes we can get dry. That happens. Amen. That's why we need to contend for the moving of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And don't lose that love. Jesus loved failures and outcasts. You know, the world will judge people, but can you believe this tonight? Sometimes the church will judge people even worse than the world. Oh, because now you got all your stuff together and things are going good for you. And it's easy when somebody walks in and they smell like smoke and they're doing this to judge somebody. Not in this church. It shouldn't be that way in this church. I've told you before, one of the reasons I love Breakaway is because when you walk in there, it smells like cigarettes and coffee. Hallelujah. Why would anybody love the smell of cigarettes? I can't stand the smell of cigarette smoke. But I love it when I walk into Breakaway because I know that's where God is setting people free. Amen. People ought to know that they can come to a place like this and not be judged, amen, for no matter what they are or where they come from or what they're in, amen. We're here to offer hope. That's the love of Jesus. Jesus loved them. Can you say amen? He reached out. So the Holy Spirit works from the inside out and gives power to love. And lastly, I want to finish with this and on the third point. When you're baptized in the Holy Spirit, listen to this, because this is wonderful. For 2018, when you're baptized in the Holy Spirit, it'll open heaven to you. It'll open heaven. Hallelujah. When you're praying, as he mentioned this morning, you're praying and you're praying in tongues, that opens heaven. Sometimes, man, we get so spiritual in our prayer, amen, we got it down. Sometimes God just wishes we would just shut up and either listen or pray in tongues and let the Holy Spirit do what he needs to do. Luke chapter 3 and verse 21. Now when all the people were baptized and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, it says the heavens were open. So when you pray, we had a wonderful prayer meeting before service. I counted probably 25 to 30 people in there. Thank you for those that made it a point to be in there, to pray for this service. And we take this serious, amen. You know, when they have a football game, they're preparing days and days and weeks, and especially if it's, they're preparing. Amen, we're preparing for what's going to take place. We're, as Victor said, we're trying to usher in the presence of God. We want God to move in this place. And I heard people in there praying. It's to our advantage that we pray in tongues, because when we tap into the Holy Spirit, and we begin to pray in tongues, it'll open heaven to you. Ask me to explain that, I can't. Amen. It's one of those things, amen, that you just know. You just know. I couldn't tell you how in the world a vehicle works, but I put that key in there and I turn it, and it starts. Amen. When you pray in tongues, the Holy Spirit goes to work for you. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 2. For he who speaks in tongues does not speak to men, but to God, for no one understands him. However, in the Spirit, he speaks mysteries. He speaks mysteries. And I'll be honest, tonight, I love to pray in tongues. You know why? Because I sense a liberty. I sense just such a presence of God. It's like if I can just yield and get out of his way, all that confusion, all the mind battles, that's another great scripture in Timothy where he says, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Because you're going through a mind battle, there's confusion, there's darkness in your mind and all these things, your thoughts, I mean, they're just so random. But when you begin to yield to the Holy Spirit and pray in the Holy Spirit, all of a sudden it's like God puts on the helmet of salvation and the peace of God just takes control over your mind. You can't explain it. It's a wonderful thing. He'll give you, amen, a power to have a sound mind. And I love praying in the Holy Spirit. Amen. He prayed and the heavens opened. So there's an advantage, amen, to be filled with the Holy Spirit. The secret sauce, amen, I like that, the secret sauce. That came to me, by the way, just as I was coming down to church tonight. And it came to me because the Holy Spirit gave it to me. Because he likes Chick-fil-A. You know what? Chick-fil-A is only open 6 days a week. They're not open on Sunday. Don't try and go get Chick-fil-A on Sunday because they ain't open. Because it was started by a Christian man. He said, you know what? I'm going to give that day for people to go to worship God and to be with their family. And you know, it's the fastest growing fast food chain in America. And it makes more money. I saw a thing that the average, man, I don't know if I can get these numbers right, but for one store, yeah, each, and then and for McDonald's, it's like 1.1 million. They make four times as much as any other fast food restaurant, and they only do it in 6 days a week. Because the Holy Spirit, that's the Holy Ghost. No. I don't know what it is, amen, but it's God, amen. And your secret sauce tonight, amen, is the Holy Ghost. Don't forget it. For 2018, you need that. We need the Holy Spirit. Don't discount, amen, speaking in tongues. Amen. If you've been filled with the Holy Ghost, baptized in the Holy Spirit, that's a wonderful thing. And if you haven't, you can be filled tonight. You can be filled. How do I be filled? Yield to the Holy Spirit. Don't try and wrap your mind around it because you can't. The same way that you accepted Jesus Christ, have you yet figured out how Jesus was born of a virgin? Amen. By faith, you believed it. Have you figured out how he went to the cross, became a sacrifice? Man, you got to put some study into that, but it takes faith to be saved. And it takes faith to be filled with the Holy Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Amen. And you can have that advantage going into 2018. Amen. Let's have every head bowed and every eye closed in this place tonight. Hallelujah. God wants to open up heavens. Open up the heavens over your life. For some of you, it's been stopped up. It's just been stopped up. Yes, we need to read our Bibles. We need to pray. We're going to go on this fast. These 21 days are going to be fantastic. I just can't wait to hear the miracles. The healings, the financial miracles, people that are dealing with depression, family problems. God's going to bring breakthrough because of this combination of prayer and fasting. This kind only comes out but by prayer and fasting. And we're going to commit to that. And along with that, going into 2018, the power of the Holy Ghost is going to take us to new levels in the supernatural. We're going to contend this year for the supernatural. Miracles in the supernatural. God's not done. God's not done moving. There's still revival on the horizon. God's going to do a revival individually in your life and a revival in this church, and I want to be a part of it. Hallelujah. Every head bowed and every eye closed all over this place. How many have come into this place tonight and say, you know what, I need God. I've slipped up. I've messed up. I've stumbled. And tonight I want to ask for forgiveness from God. I want to be saved. I want to get my heart right with God. Don't put off what can be done now. He loves you. He loves you tonight. If that's you, quickly put your hand up and put it right back down. I need God. I need to be saved. I need forgiveness. Quickly, put your hand up and put it right back down. How many honest hearts you say, that's me. I'm backslidden in my heart. I'm away from God. I don't know Jesus as my personal Savior. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Listen. Not with your ears. Listen with your spirit. The Holy Spirit's trying to talk to somebody tonight. You have sin in your life. and it's going to bring destruction. Sin always brings destruction unless you get it right with God. One more time, amen, before we move further into this service, that's you. You want to get your heart right with God. Listen to the Holy Ghost. Put your hand up and put it right back down. You say, that's me tonight. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. We're going to do one more thing. Let's all stand to our feet tonight. I feel like this is something that we need to do. We ought to, every last person in this place, I think we ought to just come before we go into this work week. Rather than just put one or two people on the spot, why don't we just come and find a place at these altars? Can we do that? Amen. All of us together. Amen. If you can't leave your seat, I understand. Maybe just turn in your seat, turn around and pray. But let's ask God for the helper tonight. Going into this work week, going into this year, God, give me this advantage. Give me the comforter. Help me to know His voice. That's something you can pray, that you would know the voice of the Holy Spirit. Even in the areas, amen, that where you've got those secret things, amen, where you don't want anybody to know, and you won't shut out the Holy Spirit, amen. As we sing this song, let's find a place to pray. Let's do business with God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, I surrender, I surrender, I surrender, God. I come to you, Lord, with humility. Oh, Jesus, I'm nothing, God. I'm no better than Peter tonight, God. I'm no better than Peter. Mercy on me tonight, God. Oh, just call out for His mercy if you have sin in your life. Call out for His mercy, His grace. God, redeem. Redeem the broken, God. Jesus, redeem, God. God, take that problem and fix it. Do it only you can do, Jesus. God, we're asking for a miracle. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Holy Spirit, I need you. I need a fresh indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire tonight, God. Give me a new boldness, God. Hallelujah, bold as a lion, bold to preach.